Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, everyone. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. My goodness, do I have prepared a show for you today. You know, all of you know that I am all about talking about health, talking about being better to yourself, talking about being healthy and working out and exercise. Most of my shows are like that. Obviously, there's other subjects that we talk about it, but I always go back to the same thing, maybe because I am a runner and I like to work out every day, and maybe that's why, you know, I always try to find amazing subjects with just great guests. And today is not going to be the exception. We have an amazing guest for you today, somebody who actually has been in the media quite a bit lately. And it's not because he's just anybody. He is somebody that is working out past the year of retirement. Some people are looking at retirement, and he's looking at working out more and more and helping other people being able to do so. But before I bring my guest on, which is on the other line, I just wanted to make sure that I do mention to all of you that are listening a huge, huge big and thanks. I just can't say enough. This radio show has been listened over to 10,000 places all over the world, and we have 10,000 listeners, rather, all over the world, and we have over about 35 countries, if I'm not mistaken. I was just counting the other day, 39 to be exact. We have listeners in Australia, so good morning to my Australia listeners. We have listeners in South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, here throughout 10 beautiful provinces, Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, obviously here in Ontario, because this show is in Toronto, Canada. And I think we will have a lot more listeners from Winnipeg. I actually used to live in Winnipeg myself, Portage Place, and then I lived in Porto Park, so, because our guest is from Winnipeg. Well, he resides there now, but he's originally Barbados, if I'm not mistaken, but he's definitely going to correct that. We also have a lot of listeners in the United States. We have New York, Washington, D.C., Texas, Kansas, North Carolina. Huge hello, Solange, to my followers in Long Island, New York. We have crossed the border to Europe. We have listeners in Europe, in Italy, England, Turkey, Nigeria, and we had a new email and somebody that wanted to be interviewed all the way from the Ukraine. So we have, my goodness, every time I get an email, every time I get a posted or a comment on our social media, and it's from another country, I always ask, where are you calling me from or where are you emailing me from? Because I want to know. It's a goal of mine just to be able to have dots, different dots in my world map that is right in front of me here right now. And if you are interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please don't forget to email me. That email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy. Radio, because this is a radio show, at the ad symbol lizt.ca, CA for Canada. And we will be doing our possible to book you up, because we are book solid, believe it or not. We have starting to book November now. And this is crazy, and this is wonderful. If you are in the Toronto area, we have now, the last 6 months, we've been working with a great videographer, and we have the Lizzie T Show on TV. So we are on. We have a YouTube channel, so make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. And on the news, well, as I always, every day I've been mentioning for the last week, this is, in Canada, it's my favorite time of year. And because in Ontario, you see the beautiful colors. When I go out for a run, I was actually with my group today, and we have a beautiful park around my area, and is the greens and the purples and the oranges and the copper colors, everything. It's just wonderful, and I love it. This is one of my favorite time of year, as I mentioned, and love it. It's just fantastic. It feels like you don't want to come in the house because it's so gorgeous. Unfortunately, not last for too long. Is maybe we'll have it for another 2 weeks or so, and then we get winter. It's not as severe as Winnipeg. I know that for a fact, or Saskatchewan, or sometimes Alberta, but we do get a fierce winter. Also, I just wanted to make sure that right after my guest interviewed, we will be playing songs, because this is a radio show, so we do play songs. And we started playing one song after the interview, and then two, and now we're up to three. And the reason we do that is we understand that it's very, very hard for a musician to get that little bit of extra exposure that they need for their music. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are 150% supportive of your craft. So if you want us to play your song, if you are a songwriter, musician, and you wanted to be able to expose your music here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are 150% supportive. We are playing today the song from Adric Goodman. The song is called Melody. She is a musician from right here in Ontario. We are also supporting Roger with the song City Light, and he is a musician from New York, which I had the opportunity to do in some taping in New York as well. And last but not least, we will be having the song called Hero by the musician called Lyra. And she is all the way from the Ukraine. So as you can see, we'll be getting submissions from all over the world. And again, if it's PR rated, because my kids do listen to the show, I will be happy to play it. And forgive me for all of you that have sent your MP3. We're going through. We want to make sure that it's suitable for this type of show. And so make sure that it's PR rated, and yeah, we will be happy to play it. I have to mention also, last but not least, my sponsor. This show could not be possible without the sponsorship of Toronto Photographer, and you can find Toronto Photographer on social media, Facebook, Toronto-Photographer.com, and Facebook. Also, we are sponsored by Better Canadian Jobs. The website is bettercanadianjobs.com. And that's my theme music playing, and that means that I need to move on before we run out of time. I will be playing a bio from our guest, and I'll be right back with my guest. Valentine Payne. At 61 years old, and with more than 40 years of hands-on experience in health and fitness industry, Payne's Personal Power Program was founded by Mr. Valentine Payne in 2010, and it is sure to become training with an extensive athletic background, including bodybuilding, martial arts, boxing, aerobics, dance, cross, and many other programs. Valentine combines his passion for sport with many years of personal training experience to offer an
unparalleled fitness experience that guarantees results. A professional master trainer, Valentine is a YMCA certified personal training and sport conditioning specialties and a 2006 Mr. Ontario grandfather. Valentine has worked extensively with hockey and football players, as well as bodybuilders and fitness and figured competitors. Valentine has a strong background in nutrition, rest and recovery, meditation and visualization methods, and healthy living.
Without further ado, let's all welcome Valentine with a wonderful applause, and let's fill him. If you have questions for us right now, we are live, but don't forget, this is also recorded, so if you missed anything, we can always go back and listen to the recording, and perhaps you have some questions for him or for myself, and we will be happy to answer. So let's welcome Valentine. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you this evening? Hello, Valentine?
Hello. Hi, how are you? I'm doing fine, and you?
Oh, fantastic, and thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show all the way from Winnipeg. So how is the weather in Winnipeg?
It started to get cold. You know how it is. You live here before, so it starts early.
Exactly.
And it finishes late.
It starts very, very. That is
last
correct.
Last winter was pretty
so
rough, too.
I know. I still have friends, and I still have a lot of close acquaintances in Winnipeg, so I know exactly what it's like. I remember walking from St. Boniface to Portage, and that was in the winter. That was a very cold walk. So let's get started,
right.
Valentine. I love your story. I love what you portrayed. I love what you do. And I love that you're 61 years old. And instead of you thinking of retirement, here you are working harder than ever, not only for yourself, but you continue to work out and help other people. Tell us, how did you get started on this?
Well, this all started when I was 14 years old. Back in Barbados, I started bodybuilding after reading a couple of magazines on bodybuilding. I picked up the weights and I fell in love, and I knew right there and then that's what I wanted to do.
Wow, fantastic. Now, you were originally from Barbados. You came to Canada. You were not that young. You were 40 years old. And, a lot of people start a lot younger to bodybuild, but you didn't stop there. You continue your career. You continue helping yourself, and then you decided, well, I can actually help other people. So how did you start training?
Well, I started out with a couple of buddies of mine back in Barbados, and once I came to Canada and discovered that they had better gym equipment and I had more supply of nutrients, which is protein and more food to eat. But it all took off from there, and my first competition in Canada was 1984. And I've continued ever since then, and I believe I still have another 10, 15 years left of competition, despite I'm 61 years old.
And you know what? I believe that so strongly because I can tell. And I was able to see the video that I guess made you famous on
That's
television.
Right.
How does it make you feel that you are considered, and this is not me talking, this is the TV saying, and that you're considered, you're called the Canadian leader in personal training. How does that feel?
It feels very good because I'll tell you what, I do put a lot of work and time into my training and helping others. And I believe because I do all the little things that the other trainers are not doing, it's made me successful. And I'm the first guy in the gym in the morning and the last guy to leave the gym at night.
Wow.
As we speak right now, I'm working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. I have over 180 clients as we speak. And I still have a waiting list of more ready to come aboard. And I'm only one person, and I can't do all of them myself.
Wow, talk about being busy. I mean, talk about dedication. And this is one of the things I love about you is that, I start at 6 o'clock in the morning. This is what you're saying, and I'm the last one to leave. But it doesn't sound like it's a job for you. It doesn't sound like it's a burden. It sounds like
you love it. Yes, first thing when I wake up in the morning, I always say to my wife, honey, I'm going to play. I'm not going to work because I see the gym as a playground and the dumbbells and barbells and machines are toys. And the people that come there are my friends that come to play with me every day. So if I look at it this way, I'm having fun all day and I'm happy, but I'm helping a lot of people. And as we speak, I'm preparing to compete for a couple of competitions next year. Despite I have all the clients, I still have to find time to prepare my 6-7 meals every day. Don't ask me how I do it, but I find the time.
I can imagine that you find that you don't waste any minute or any time in order
to get this done. It's very weird that I get to sit and chat because I'm always on my feet all day. And sometimes myself, I wonder, where do I get the energy from? I still can't figure that out.
And I think you're not going to because this is installed in you. This is part of you, and this is what keeps you going, and this is what thrives you. So you're not going to find the answer. Now, if you would have asked somebody else that does a different type of job and they hate what they do, they probably will say, I can't wait until the days to end, and they still don't have enough time. Now, you have a variety of training. And you train people that are training hockey and football. And, your bio, it just talks about so much. How do you do all this? Like, how do you able to train somebody in one thing?
Since I'm 14, I've been reading and doing research, studying bodybuilding and strength and fitness and nutrition. But the nutrition is the key to my success because I not only do I preach it, but I practice eating clean every day. And I'm one of the few people that since I was 14 years, my body fat's been around maybe 10-12%. And it's always simply because of my lifestyle and the way that I eat. And if you come and live with me 24 hours, you'll find that I dug up my bullet. I'm juicing every day and eating lots of nut seeds, lots of fruits, vegetables, and very little meat. And drink lots of water, and I'm very big on herbal teas too.
Fantastic. Now, the nutrition part of it is something that you study nutrition, or is this something that has worked? I mean, obviously it has worked. I mean, everyone, you are looking at his pictures right now. It's right on Block Talk Radio Plus on my fan page. By the way, everyone, We are live. If you have any questions, or perhaps I know it's late and my shows are usually early, but it's okay. If you have any questions for me or my guests, you can call or you can comment on my social media. The link is Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. The number to call in is 347-996-3926, or you can click on the radio button, listen to our show live or later on. It's recorded. So the email to email me is radio@lizt.ca. So is it something that you worked yourself, the nutrition part? You kind of made your own recipe, and it worked. Obviously, it worked. I can tell by the pictures. And you said, hey, yeah, if it's working for me.
What I found is that coming from the Caribbean, I noticed the people who live 80, 90, 100 years, the one thing they all have in common, they eat very little during the day. They're not big eaters, and the portion size, my mom is one of them who's 92 years old, and I watch her eat,
wow,
and all that she eats, small portions, and that's where I learned that from. And despite I'm 195, 200 pounds, my waist is always between 27 and 29 inches. And
fantastic.
That's due to eating small portions consistently all my life and never overeating, even during the Christmases and Thanksgiving
and all holidays.
I still will binge a little bit here and there, but I never overeat.
Fantastic. And I think it is the answer to all of the magical question, because we have people listening to us and they're saying, well, what's the magic? What's the formula for being healthy and having that amazing body and keeping the fat lower? I mean, that is the answer, everyone. There is no secret. There is no magic formula.
There is no
magic pill. Right. And I noticed, too, because I sit in the office quite a bit, and I noticed that if I do stretch out my meals throughout the day and then I go for my workout, I feel less hungry, less tired than after you eat a huge
Absolutely.
Meal in the evening. Yes, fantastic.
You know how the typical North American diet, they tend to eat most of their food in the evening. And I learned from bodybuilding a long time ago, if I eat most of my food from the time I wake up till 2 in the afternoon or 4, then I wouldn't have to stress over indigestion or heartburns and all the other ailments that come along with overeating and eating too much greasy food later in the evening. And you have a better sleep too this way. And you tend to sleep better at night.
Fantastic. And there you go, guys. That is the secret. Smaller portions, more regular throughout the day, not overeating at night, and making those huge meals that we love to make here in Canada, especially, that actually they're not healthy for us. They give us heartburn and really causes nothing but trouble. So there you go, guys. We're giving you the two biggest secrets of staying fit and being lean and being healthy. Now, Valentine, I saw the video, and I know you probably are wondering, oh, my goodness, why is this all attention and why all this commotion about, myself? How does it feel that you've had so much attention in the last month or two because of that TV show? Do you think that people are paying more attention now to their health, seeing yourself, seeing the age that you are? You're not 15, you're not 25. I mean, you're 61. Some people, like I said before, some people are retiring at your age and not healthy. What do you think all this commotion came about?
Well, I'm not surprised because in the last 10 years, I've been training consistently people, and I found that there was quite a few of my clients who had type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. I found that after 5-6 months on the program, they were off the medication, and the doctor didn't give them a clean bill of health. And since I came to Winnipeg, it has happened at least 10 different times. But this guy was a little bit different because he had Parkinson's disease, to the point where he was shaking, similar to Muhammad Ali. I wish I had a video of him before to show how much the guy was shaking. And in the end, when he did the interview with CBC, the guy who said, wait, he's not shaking. I said, yeah. And he did bench 265 pounds and did 10
wow.
pull-ups. And this is a gentleman who never worked out in his life. And that's how I know that nutrition does play a very important part in your health. And I wish that most doctors would try to tell the clients that to eat a little bit better and maybe an exercise, and maybe we would not need all the medication that they do take.
Fantastic. And you deserve an applause of all intents, because for somebody that goes to see you and with Parkinson's and tons of medication, diabetes, for him to be like what he is now, it's unbelievable. This is like, no way, this is not real. Somebody's being paid. Obviously, it's not, guys. But it's just out of this world. And that's to prove, everyone, that good nutrition, good health, exercise can reverse
even
a lot of...
Even if they don't feel to go to the gym, they can do just like you. They can start taking up running, maybe play some basketball, soccer, anything, any kind of activity. As long as they're moving, dancing, it doesn't matter. Because now we're getting, when I look around Canada now, I've been here 40 years, and I see that the people are getting a little bit heavier than they used to be. There's more kids are not playing outside like they used to. And this summer was proof, because I have grandchildren, and I couldn't get them to come out to play because everyone has got some little gadget playing around and
mm-hmm.
just sitting around on the couch, and I'm waiting for them to come out and play, and it's very difficult. I can see it getting worse in the future.
Absolutely, and this is unfortunately is a huge epidemic that we have here in Canada of Valentine's. It's having kids, and I try to set an example of my kids go to my race, they see me racing. I'm not going to say that I'm the fastest runner. God knows that I am not. But what I try to install that is I at least I'm doing it. I am not the skinniest or the thin person, but I am, at least I'm there. And in my house, it's mandatory that they need to take in the sport no matter what. It's usually swimming. So I think we as parents need to take ownership and put that as a mandatory thing. It doesn't matter what it is, but you need to make sure that your child do some sort of activities. I mean, they do some at school, but I find that it's not enough.
I know you remember as well as I that when we were kids, we always wanted to play. We never sit around.
Outside.
My mom couldn't keep us in the house. I couldn't wait to get outside to play. And we
Absolutely.
Never played inside. It was outside. And I'm very
Absolutely.
Happy that I came up in this time when there wasn't many toys or technology that I got that foundation. But now I want to teach young kids that they too can do it. They just have to put the toys away for a while and
Absolutely.
Play a little bit more outside.
Yes, technology is fantastic. It's wonderful. We love it. I mean, that's the reason that we are here right now talking to you. You know, technology is greatest, but when it comes down Exactly. When it comes down to not doing certain things, especially working out and taking care of your health, then there has got to be a limit. Now, Valentine,
yes.
I see you as a very inspiring person, and I know that I just wanted to know what inspires you. And I remember on the video that CBC played, you say to yourself an affirmation with us. You share an affirmation with the TV. Is it possible to share with us?
Yeah. Well, what I say to the guy was basically the truth. I always do more than I get paid for to make an investment in my future. And that investment is to stay as healthy as I can until the day I die. It's not about the money. It's about how
Fantastic.
Healthy can I stay. And the last 10 years, I would love to be healthy and not sick and not be a burden to anyone and just live my years. I'll never retire because I can see myself at 80, 90 years still in the gym training people, still be a coach and a teacher, still young and full of energy like I am today. This is not going to change. The only way this is going to change is if I decide to change what I do, and it's impossible now because it is a lifestyle, a way of life. It feels good.
Right.
I'm happy most of the time, and I wouldn't change the way I feel for all the money in the world, and I mean that.
And I believe you. I believe you. Now, you say to yourself every day that you wake up an affirmation. You say you repeat something to yourself. What is that, and how that does this help you?
Well, there's a couple that I do repeat, but the one that means the most is that I would like to touch as many people as I can throughout the day. And every morning I wake up, I do give thanks, and I'm extremely happy to see another day. And it could be 50, 100 below outside. That don't matter. I'm still going to get up there and do the job that I'm supposed to do.
Beautiful. It's just beautiful. You are listening right now to the Lizzie T Show. We have with us right now such an amazing guest. My goodness, if I grew up to be as half as motivational and as half as great as Valentine Payne is, a personal trainer at the age of 61, everyone, you know what? I think my life will be more than complete. If you have any question for me or my guest, don't be shy. We have a couple of minutes. You can call us in, or maybe send us an email at radio@lizt.ca. Now, Valentine's. Now we were talking a little bit about technology, and I know you train mostly people at your gym. But is there any plans for the future? Now, this is what the Lizzie T Show Radio is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, your contact info. I wanted to make sure that you leave your contact information, your website. And anything new? What is new? Are you working perhaps on a video? Are you working on a DVD for people to be able to train at home, or perhaps online training, anything like that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because I'm on the verge of making a DVD. But that DVD is a combination of a workout, and they get to see me in the kitchen preparing meals and to explain to people in the video what a portion size of carbs or protein and fat, what a breakfast is supposed to look like in the morning, lunch and dinner and the snacks. I find this is very important because it's easy to tell them and put it on paper or put it online. But when you actually see it, then you understand, well, okay, that's what a portion size is supposed to be. Because most people don't know.
And it's so true. And this is great news because if you are listening to us right now, you want to get some more information, perhaps in order to help yourself, this is going to be so valuable for the people out there. So any plans of when this DVD is maybe coming out?
Well, I'll be bringing it out next summer because while I'm competing, preparing for the next competition, which is in June of next year, I'll have time to make the video and so that people can see my own transformation from when I started from the beginning to the end, what I look like and how I prepare and eat the meals. And the same food that I'm preparing and eating every day is the food that's helping me to get my body fat from where it is now in the winter to the 2-3% where it's supposed to be when I step on stage in gym, and which I'm going to win this competition too as well.
Woohoo, of course you are.
And I would like
your
listeners also to know one thing, that in the last 20 years since 1994, I have won every competition that I've competed, the 17 of them, and I've won every master and grandmaster competition. And I believe that's quite an achievement, and the goal is to keep on winning until someone beats me.
Fantastic. Oh, I love this. I love it. Now, would you like to share with my audience, where can people reach you? And what is your website, or perhaps people are listening in the Winnipeg area, and now you've heard this. Not only you've seen it on TV, but now you've heard him via the Lizzie T radio show, and you are in the Winnipeg area. Where can people contact you?
Well, they can contact me on my email address, vtpayne@hotmail.com, or they can check my website out, www.vtpayne.com. I have two different websites. And my phone number in the Winnipeg area is 204-881-3424.
Fantastic.
I'm working out at the gym. It's called Morphic Gym on 255 Taché in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
This is great. And we are coming almost to the end of the interview, everyone. If you're interested again of getting in touch with Valentine Payne, the website is vtpayne.com. It will be on my social media, not to worry, everyone. There's a link right underneath the radio button where the interview is. If you're listening to us right now, or if you're playing it later on, there's a link underneath, and his website is there. Again, his phone number, if you're in the Winnipeg area, is 204-881-3424. And again, the number will be there as well. This radio show is national and international, so please watch out also for his DVD, where he can help you he will show you how you can train yourself to have as awesome body as he does at 61 years old. I can't believe that. I want to thank you so much, Valentine, for spending a couple of minutes of your precious time. I know every single minute for you is very, very important, and I appreciate for you to spend a couple of minutes here with the Lizzie T Radio Show. We wish you all the success for your competition next June. Can't wait for that DVD. I want to have the first copy. And any last word?
Well, yes, for all the listeners out there who are not into health and fitness, I would advise you, now is a good time to get on board the health and fitness bandwagon and help us save some dollars here in Canada, because there's not enough doctors to take care of all of us. So if we become our own doctors and help each other and help ourselves, then we'll have a stronger and healthier country.
And I'm so glad that you brought that up, Valentine, because you are feeling that in Winnipeg, Manitoba. You have no idea how things are here in Ontario. It's getting more scarier and scarier for you to find a good doctor, somebody who can look after. So you are so right. You are foreseeing the future here. If you do not take care of yourself, there is no going to be a doctor to look after you, especially in Ontario. Thank
and
you so much, Valentine.
Those who are in the health and fitness field should help each other, should help the ones who are not and who can afford it.
Fantastic. Love it, love it. Thanks again, and I will send you the copy of this recording, and make it a fantastic evening, and have a fantastic day
tomorrow. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you, hon.
Thank you for having me on the show, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and I'm looking forward to being on this show sometime in the future again.
Absolutely. And my next trip to Winnipeg, I will be looking you up.
Okay. I'm sure. If you do come through, just give me a buzz, and maybe I'll take you to the gym, or we can go for a run together.
Oh, fantastic. Bye-bye
okay.
Now. And that was Valentine Payne, personal trainer at the age of 61. Were you not for a treat, everyone? This is great. If you got two tips there, I'm hoping more than two tips, but this is phenomenal. And if you are watching right now my link, there is a video about his story, and it's just phenomenal. Continuing on, before we run out of time, as I mentioned earlier, we have the musical section. We'll be playing three songs today. And one, obviously, ladies first, is from the artist called Andrea, and she will be singing the song Melody.
Platoon, platoon.
That was Andrea Goodman with the song Melody. Next up is our artist from New York, and his name is Rogers, and the song is called Drink.
The week is gone, throw it away. Tonight we're gonna party like tomorrow's Judgment Day. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out. You're not alone. Tonight we gonna party, cause tomorrow's hell to pay. So go on and dance, and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
You money fly, girl, make me wanna dance. You
days, you got me in a trance. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight. Oh, hey, cover girl, angelic with your pretty smile. I'm not mistaken, yes, I know that there's another side. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight. Tomorrow's Judgment Day. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out. You're not alone, I'm here to stay. Tonight we're gonna party, cause tomorrow's hella pay. So go on and dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
We gon' go out, we gon' get down. Girl, I make it sexy, but you make it freaking hot. Once your body gets the pop and then the beat come on. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight.
Tomorrow's Judgment Day. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out. You're not alone, I'm here to stay. Tonight we're gonna party, cause tomorrow's hella big. So go on and dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
Girl, X freaking O with a booty slap girl from beginning to end, no doubt. Drink up, freak out.
Yeah, simple Saturday night. You know how we do.
I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Show, and the last song is by Lyra, all the way from the UK, Ukraine, and the song is called Hero.
У мене біля серце є цілющий оберіг, і хвилюватись ні про що мені не треба. Коли здається, що і сви надії вже нема, і опускаються додолу мої руки. У мене за спиною є міцна жива стіна, що не віддасть мене на жодні муки. Ти вітер, що розправив крила, володар, серця ти. Моя місця, сила, ти долі знати, отаман, ти мій герой.
мій захисник покою, любий ти мій герой. За тебе я молюся, в любові я клянуся, лиш тобі, ти мій герой.
And we are coming to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Thank you so much for participating of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. Tune in tomorrow for another fantastic show, for another amazing guest. And please do not forget that we have Elvis Doiko coming up on the 17th of this month. That is going to be an amazing interview. Please do not miss to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, YouTube, and we are pretty much everywhere in every social media. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzy T Show. Mwah. Bye-bye for now.
Lizzy T Radio Show.